Why God Sent a Savior. Today's Daily Devotional from Pastor Greg Laurie.
Our scripture reading today is from Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
I heard about a couple that was going out of town for the Christmas weekend. They packed their luggage, dropped off the dog at a friend's house, and then loaded up their SUV. They pulled out of the driveway and were driving down the street when the woman suddenly turned to her husband and said, "We forgot the baby!" They had to go back and collect their child whom they had left in the house. That's what Christmas is like for many people. How easy it is to miss the whole point. We trim our trees, hang our lights, and attend endless events, but we forget about the baby. Did Jesus come to this earth so that we could shop and spend too much money on Christmas presents? Of course not. He actually came with the express purpose of dying on a cross for our sins. He said that he came to give his life as a ransom for many. That's the whole point. He came to bring life to us, to bring the ultimate gift to us. Death finally was defeated when Jesus died on the cross and rose again. Let's not miss this, because God is offering us the most amazing gift of all, eternal life. We are all made in the image of God, but to be theologically correct, we are not all children of God. The only way we can become children of God is by accepting the gift of eternal life that God offers us. The Bible says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." There has to be a moment when you admit to God that you're a sinner, turn from your sin, and ask Jesus to come into your life. That's why God sent a Savior.